Valvoline Instant Oil Change is the quick, easy, trusted place for your next oil change. Valvoline's convenient, no appointment needed. You can even stay in your car while they do the work. You don't have to sit in some waiting room, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their friendly, certified technicians have over 270 hours of training, and they get you in and out fast while performing a thorough, free 18-point maintenance check with your oil change. We got someone here who just experienced this, our own Aaron Blair. Blair, well, how was it?
It was awesome. I took my Jeep Jock Jams in and got a sweet oil change, and I actually brought a book because I thought it would take a while. And they had me in and out in like 15 minutes. It was awesome.
Well, also, you should point out, you can't read.
I can't. So, but I wanted people to think I could.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe somebody hot is there, and they're like, oh, what are you reading? I'm like, oh, and then you know, now I got a date.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's not how people meet each other.
Didn't have time for that.
Yeah, so if you see Blair driving around in his beautifully oiled Jock Jams, give him the old thumbs up. Or throw a tangerine at him. Anyway, Valvoline, they're doing it right. Visit Valvoline.com/Conan for an exclusive offer towards your next oil change. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Conan O'Brien here. And this podcast is a little different today. Normally on Thursdays, we drop a Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, where I talk to anybody anywhere in the world who wishes to speak to me. And it's really fun. We form these connections. Well, today's going to be a little different. If you're a regular listener or you know anything about me, you know that I am a true crime fanatic. I've always been very interested in true crime since I was a kid. And probably the biggest, by far, true crime podcast out there is one I really love called Crime Junkie. It is hosted by Ashley Flowers, who does an amazing job. And I had the opportunity recently to sit down and talk to her. And this is one of my passions. And I thought, all right, let's release this in the Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan slot.
Conan O'Brien is a fan.
Yes, that's what we'll call this one. Yeah. Conan O'Brien is a fan of Ashley Flowers and Crime Junkie. And this is my chance to chat with her about our shared passion for all things criminal. So let's get started. All my fans know that I am a true crime fanatic. I think about murder all the time. I know that sounds nefarious, and it is, by the way, but I'm obsessed with true crime. And so I'm very excited right now because I have the opportunity to sit with the person who I consider to be the queen slash king of all true crime, Ashley Flowers from Crime Junkie. Ashley, welcome. So nice
Hi.
To meet you.
I'm so glad to be here.
I think I work murder into most of the conversations we have. So would you say that's fair?
Just your overall dialogue. You say murderer a lot to just even strangers.
I mutter murderer a lot. Yeah, I've been, since I was a kid, fascinated. And so, and I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank
and
you.
Very thrilled for your incredible success, which is well-deserved. When did you start thinking about true crime, murder?
Mm.
Was this a childhood thing?
It was. I
grew up, like, but my mom would read to me the fiction stuff, Nancy Drew. Then we graduated to Agatha Christie. And then at some point, I realized that these stories weren't all fiction and that the murders and stuff that we were reading about could really happen in real life. Right. And I think, you know, JonBenet, when I was real little, that's when I first started. I always say tabloid height. I was like looking at that. And I think that I started.
So you were a similar age and you thought, wait a minute, this happened to someone who looks a little like me in real life.
Yeah. And so, and then I started realizing more and more that these cases were actually happening. And I was just fascinated. So I always say my mom was the OG crime junkie, her mom before her. And I also, someone just brought this up to me the other day, and I literally had like this aha moment where I grew up super religious, like no Harry Potter. No Furbies, no Cabbage Patch Kids. I don't know what was wrong with Cabbage Patch. Oh, really religious.
Wait, so Harry Furbies? Potter, Harry Potter. Well, Furbies I can see are demonic, but.
You get it?
No, no, please. We forbade that in our home, too.
But you're not even religious.
Oh, please. I'm very, very religious.
Oh, okay.
Devout Methodist.
Wait a minute. You're Catholic.
Well, all same thing eventually. There's a voice in the sky, and I'm trying to be a good person.
If that's all it was, I could get behind it. That's all it really was.
There's a voice in the sky.
But moving on,
I couldn't do a lot of things. And so I think that one of the reasons someone pointed out maybe you were so invested in this is because this was one of the things that we could read or watch or whatever, for whatever reason, that was allowed. And so possibly that's one of the reasons I was so deeply invested.
That's so interesting. So you find something that you love, absolutely love, that fascinates you, and you feel like you were put on this earth to do it, and then you get to make a living doing that.
That's
the miracle.
I know that is so rare, and I say it all the time, that it feels like work sometimes, but I love every second of it. I have never worked harder or more in my entire life, but I've never been happier.
I'm curious, is there a certain kind of profile of a killing that interests you more than others?
I'm definitely drawn to unsolved cases because I feel like there's something I can do. And that's kind of been the theme of the whole reason I started this is I was looking for what can I do? I'm just consuming. I felt like I was taking and taking and taking from the true crime community and I wanted to give back. I also, my audience I think fucking hates, but I was really drawn to crimes with children.
Yeah. I was never a fan of a crime story that involved a child. But then once you have kids, it's, you know, and I think, Sona, you have kids now.
Yeah.
You have a child. Mm-hmm. I have two kids. I just said a child.
You have two.
You have a favorite, for sure.
Yeah, a child who I really respect. And then that other guy. No. I love them both to death, but I don't think we're meant to understand the concept of the end of the universe or the end of time. And we're not, our brains are not meant to understand how someone could do that.
I'm also really interested by missing persons cases. Like this idea that someone can be there living their life and then just vanish into thin air, which obviously is not what happened. It's not an alien abduction, but that there's no trace. Is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. Are you fascinated by this world of true crime?
You know I am. I mean, I feel like you and I first bonded because of our shared fascination with murder. And
that's right. When we first, I interviewed Sona, chose her to be my assistant. We all make mistakes.
Okay. And I didn't have to mention that.
Okay. Well, whatever. You know, I was young and foolish, and
that young.
I was like, how long ago was this?
I was middle-aged and foolish. No, but I swear to God, and Sona's being super professional, and I'm being professional as the boss, and we happened to be driving someplace. The next thing I know, you and I are driving up LCLO
that
Drive.
That was your interview?
This was after the interview.
Very early on working for him.
This wasn't part of the, this is how I... Now I'm going to get in big trouble.
Let me drive you to the house.
I was like, I can't tell if this is a dream or like the biggest red flag.
Yeah.
I know. No.
I would love it if this was the interview.
Yeah.
Of the 9 people I took to the Sharon Tate crime scene,
only one
seemed interested, so she's got the job. You realize she can't read. She doesn't know how to work a computer.
Oh, my God.
No, it was after you were hired, but I remembered we were both finishing each other's sentences.
Yes.
And that's when true crime people find each other, mm-hmm. we can finish each other's sentences. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've had that many times. You meet people and, you know, they're in lockstep with you.
Yeah, it's the stuff that you've been dying to talk about, but you don't want to be the weirdo in the room usually. And so when you find somebody who you can have those conversations with, it feels amazing.
I got to say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit.
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever. Okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards.
Mm.
And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest Doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT Self-Setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-Setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest Doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now, everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google LLC. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi.
Okay.
And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer?
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan.
I think it's also just being in Los Angeles, too. I feel like LA is so rich with just like serial murderers and all these like fascinated, twisted murder stories. It's almost like it's just in the air sometimes.
Well, that's a good ad for LA. come to LA. Where murders in the air.
Murders in the air.
You know, it is. I have to say, when I first came out here a million years ago to start my career, I came to LA right out of college. And I remembered driving around and feeling it's such a sprawling place with these long highways. And it does feel like there's a reason that, you know, Richard Ramirez thrived here. Like there's a certain kind of killer that almost thrives in the way that LA is constructed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
Because you can just disappear and you can, do you know what I mean? You can come from anywhere. LA is filled with so many people who aren't from here. And, yeah, and things can feel rootless and creepy if you're driving out in the outer reaches of LA.
There was a guy back in the 60s named Mac Ray Edwards, and he killed children. Mm-hmm. And he actually buried them in the freeways in LA. He worked construction. God. And so they're like still there, and they'll never dig them up because it's too expensive. They can't shut down the roadways. It's wild.
That's insane. I never heard about this.
Mac Ray Edwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a whole episode on him. It was unreal.
This is a very specific question, but in all of your thinking and all of your work that you've done on this, is there an effective way to get rid of a body, or like a really effective way? Clearly everyone, I would think burying a body would be, great. Who's going to find that?
They
always find
it. And animals find it. I mean, you'd have to go pretty deep in a pretty remote spot. Water seems to be pretty effective, very deep water, if you can like really weight it down.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
I had an ex-cop who I worked with for a long time, and he was like, if you ever need to get rid of a body, there's this marshy area in Indianapolis. And I'm like, why are you telling me this?
He's like, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me, it never lets me down.
It's like, yeah, you got to find the places that are just like hard to get to, throwing people like over canyons. And if you can just make it somewhere that isn't easily accessible, even if police have an idea, there's a lack of funds, there's a lack of personnel. So maybe you can get down there, but you don't have the resources to, or there's places where you just physically can't get. And that's...
Breaking Bad made a really good case for a giant vat of acid, which, you know, because interesting, like, okay, that's great. Problem. Then in your credit card history, there's a giant vat of bone dissolving acid.
Well, and also,
body be gone.
Like, where
I
do you
three vats?
Where do you keep that? Like, so if they come looking for the missing person, you're like, ignore the vat in my garage.
Yeah. And then exactly. Or and then you have to make up like, no, that's how I cook my turkey. You've heard of deep frying. I just put it in acid for 3 minutes.
I do think construction zones are pretty effective, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they just build on top of it, then no one will ever look for it. You have to break an entire building to find a body. That's
true.
What I would do.
So yeah. you would go, you would...
Find a construction zone and then just kind of dump it really deep there and then try to...
Like, if you knew when they were pouring the concrete,
exactly.
Ideally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
Are we okay?
Keep in mind, Sona, my legs are very long. Just keep in remember how long my legs are. I'm just saying, because I know what you're thinking.
No, I don't
They're
think
like, I love this new library. Why are these long, skinny legs sticking out? Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Everyone would know it was me if you did get murdered. I would not. There wouldn't even be a, there would be quite a few suspects, but I think they would know it would be me.
Sona wrote a very popular book all about our strange relationship.
Yeah.
And the subtext of it is, I'd like to kill my boss.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. It's really
sweet.
Yeah. So anyway, that will be evidence. If anything, you have to do me a
favor. Refer to the book.
You wrote a novel.
I did.
And this is your first novel. Mm-hmm. My hat's off to you. It's a huge success.
Thank you. Yeah.
All good people here. Tell me what led to you writing this novel.
So I had this story, because it's a fiction novel, a little bit away from my true crime background. And I had this story kind of in the back of my head after hearing so many cases. Again, what's the perfect crime? What are the mistakes that made? This idea that we all think we know what's happening in a case and can pass judgment when really we have no idea what's happening. And for the longest time, I just didn't know what to do with that story because it didn't fit into my true crime world. I didn't think it would make a good fictional podcast. I also didn't want to confuse what we were doing in podcasting. Mm-hmm. And so finally, I decided, you know, if this is going to be anything, I think it's big enough that it could be a book. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea if it was going to work, but you don't know until you try. I thought the same thing about the podcast. And I gave it a go, and it was a number one New York Times bestseller.
That's fantastic.
It worked, yeah.
That's fantastic. And do you think you're going to write more of them?
I do, yeah. I really want to do another novel like All Good People Here. And then I also want to do something more young adult, like a modern day Nancy Drew. I was reading Nancy Drew the other day and realized I would like never read it to my daughter. It's just...
Is it pretty
it's
sexist?
Yeah, it doesn't quite hold up.
I can see that. I used to read Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah.
That was one that was for... But the crimes were always just things like the chocolate bar went missing.
I know.
You know, and I think, come on, Encyclopedia Brown, let's step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's clear to me who ate the chocolate bar. And then the answer was always written at the back of the book, like upside down. You know, how Encyclopedia Brown cracked it. It's quite simple, really, he said. And then you find out how he did it.
The guy had like chocolate on his face. It was like
pretty
elementary.
Lame.
Yeah.
Old Chocolate McGee ate it.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's cool. And I would encourage you. I think that's a great niche, I think. I think young women, like being able to read, young adults
read. It is great when women can read.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it is. You know... I used to be against it. And in fairness, till very recently, about 5 years ago, I came around.
Yeah, your daughter would read and you'd be like, why?
What
why
is
are
going
you
on?
Reading that?
You should be baking a pie.
Read this, Nancy Drew.
Yeah. So, but I'm glad you talked to me, Sona, and convinced me.
I'm really glad I did too. Yeah.
It's good.
It's good you changed your opinion on that, your position.
And now I also think she should be able to vote.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Progress.
So I'm getting there slowly.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're almost there.
A white man on our side.
An ally. You're a true ally.
A very slow to convert ally. Ashley, I'm so happy to get to talk to you. And it's funny because technically it's supposed to be work that we get together and have an interview and then it's available on the podcast. But this is not work at all. Like I do feel like if we were snowed in and trapped in a diner for like 6 days, we would just be talking about murder.
I wouldn't even know it was 6 days.
It would not know it was 6 days. Well, yeah. The food would start to go bad and then you'd know. And I would really start to stink. But thank you so much for doing it. Ashley Flowers, Crime Junkie, the biggest podcast in the history of podcasts. So congratulations
thank
to you.
So
and
much.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. This is great.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blayert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.